Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the country's top health official, the latest in a string of controversial picks for his incoming administration. Leaning into the strength of his recent election victory, where he won both the Electoral College and the popular vote for his party for the first time in decades, Trump has suggested the Senate should consider so-called recess appointments of his nominees, an unorthodox request that essentially asks the Senate to allow his nominees to be installed without a vote. Joined now by Jennifer Ewing, who's spokesperson for Republicans Overseas UK. And Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Can I talk to you firstly about this appointment of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or RFK Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services? What do you make of that?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. I like the appointment. And I think that if you talk to any of the younger people in America, of which Trump got a huge amount of the 18 to 29 year olds, a lot of them voted for Trump because of Bobby's support and what he's looking into with regards to our food and the chemicals that are put into food in the United States that, you know, are certainly not allowed in Europe or other places, even Canada. So this is an appointment that will please a lot of Americans. Mm.
I know that there has been some welcome and or you might say maybe a guarded welcome for what you're talking about there, additives in particular being put into food in the United States, but also a lot of concern expressed, particularly about the fact that he is a vaccine skeptic and he spread misinformation about vaccines causing autism. Would you, a theory obviously that has long been debunked, would you have any concerns about that?
Well, he is, I know a lot of people are concerned about this, and he is on the record as saying he's not taking anybody's vaccines away, and if you want to get a vaccine, great. He's just saying we need to look into some of these things. I mean, we have a very serious health crisis in the United States, whether it's obesity or, you know, other chronic illnesses, and he's just asking questions. And I think one thing that we all learned from COVID-19, whether it's, you know, the censorship that went on to the Great Barrington Declaration or other doctors, like, censorship is not a good thing. Mm. So he's asking questions, and, you know, he's not going to have the full power to just do whatever he wants, but he is somebody that's been concerned about water, health, environment. I mean, Trump kind of jokes with him saying, Bobby, stay away from the liquid gold, you know, which is saying Bobby might be a little too environmentally friendly for Trump, who wants to drill baby drill. So, you know, he and his vice president vice presidential candidate, Nicole Shanahan, who's from my home state of California. I mean, they're just really, really looking into things that a lot of American people didn't realize were wrong with our food and drugs.
It's so different, it's though, to ask questions, as you put it, or spread misinformation, as other people put it, about vaccines when you're maybe not an elected official or in a position of power. But as Dr. Mandy Cohn, who's the CDC director, has said, even without changing one regulation or one piece of guidance, the sharing of misinformation from a place of power is concerning. Would you accept that?
Well, what I would like to point out is the CDC has lost all credibility after they told people, I'm speaking of misinformation, over and over again that the COVID vaccine meant you cannot pass it on to another person, nor can you get it yourself. So I'm not sure the CDC is somebody that should be speaking up here.
So you don't accept the CDC and their credibility, but what about the point of the sharing of misinformation from a place of power being concerning, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that vaccines cause autism? Is that not concerning if he's now the top US health official?
I suppose
the question I'm putting to you is, do you not think that that might convince people, given his position now, to not get vaccines? And would that be concerning to you?
No, I don't think that would convince people to not get vaccines, because, like I said, I think a lot of people really don't trust some of these authorities. So I think that the good thing is people are going to be doing more of their own research. And look, I'll tell you, when I was born in America, I think you had, I don't know, like 10 or 12 vaccines, maybe over the first few years. Mm. These days you've got, you know, it's something like 70. I mean, they're giving people like vaccines, little babies for STDs and everything. So these are, it's good to have a conversation. And if it turns out he is wrong, then, you know, let that be proven.
Well, but again, like censorship. I said, all the research shows that he is wrong when it comes to vaccines causing autism. But we'll move on to some of the other things that he said, which is that he's pledged that an incoming Trump administration would advise local water systems to remove fluoride from public water. Would you agree with that? And would you be happy if he did that?
Well, I mean, he certainly has more expertise in this area than I do. And, you know, we're not talking about the kind of fluoride that is in our toothpaste to make our teeth strong, are we?
What expertise does he have? Is he a health
professional? What expertise does he have?
Yeah.
He's an environmental lawyer for decades.
Yeah, is he a health professional?
Excuse me?
Is he a health professional? We're talking about removing fluoride from public water.
Well, yeah, he's an environmental expert and lawyer when it comes to water. That's what his background is.
Okay.
That's how he actually became.
So that's the effect on the environment, but in terms of the effect on people and their health and their teeth and their dental health, what expertise?
I think it's all related. I think it's all related. So yeah, I would say he probably does know what he's talking about when it comes to water. He's taken on some of the biggest industries when it comes to water and the environment. So he's been fighting this fight for a long time.
Okay.
I think he probably does know what he's talking about. I know you can pick out a few crazy things here and there, but for the most part,
I'm not picking out crazy things. I'm just repeating to you some of the big claims that he has made over the last couple of years, and indeed in the run up to the election in November.
Sure. Well, I guess then I would just go back to the fact that I really do think he helped with his Make America Healthy Again campaign. I think he helped to get President Trump elect. And it's this whole realignment of, you know, the Republican Party, where you've got some anti-war people, you've got some people looking at health. So this is a very good thing. It's welcome to the Americans.
I want to ask you finally, Jennifer, if you don't mind, Donald Trump is also looking for the Senate to fast track some of his nominations by making so-called recess appointments. Now, the Senate, and this according to the US Constitution, plays a very important role in confirming or rejecting the president's cabinet, judges, ambassadors. It's part of the government's checks and balances that make sure actually the president doesn't get to unilaterally rule. Why do you think Donald Trump is looking for these recess appointments?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't do that, Sarah. I don't think that's a good idea. First of all, even if a few Republicans say, which they already have come out on some of the picks and said, hey, we're not going to vote for, whether it's Matt Gaetz for attorney general or whatever, I don't think it's a good look for President Trump to use these recess appointments. He didn't do any in his first term, nor did Biden. And the reason was, just for the audience, is because Obama did quite a few, and people thought was overstepping his boundaries.
Not for any top level appointments. Obama didn't do any for any top level appointments.
He did. He did recess appointments, which is why.
Yeah, recess appointments, but not for any top level appointments.
Hey, I'm saying, I agree with you.
Okay.
You're not going to get an argument with me at all. I don't think he should use the recess appointments. No, I don't think he should at all. So
Jennifer, very interesting to speak to you as always. And thank you for joining us. That's Jennifer Ewing, spokesperson for Republicans Overseas UK.